And welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. We've got the Coach Jim Newstead Show, and we really have some pretty neat things to talk about. First thing that we have is a West Platte Blue Jay football team winning last Friday night over a Lone Jack, a score of 56-11. And Coach, I'd say that's a pretty good way to start off your coaching experience here at West Platte.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to start off at all. I mean, it was a good game. My kids played hard, and we had a lot of fun, and it's my first victory in West Platte, so it was kind of an exciting night.
You bet. Now, Coach, based on what we saw, I thought, and I think I mentioned to you shortly after the game, was I was very impressed how the kids took to your systems that you've had invoked here since you've been here in a very short time you've had to do it, really, based on what our conversation was last week. What do you think were the keys were to the Blue Jay victory last week?
Well, first of all, we had a system together, and there was ifs and thens. And we know if someone's going to give us one thing, we're going to do another thing and so forth. And the kids have got the system down pretty much with the no-huddle stuff. I was a little leery that he might be a little slow at the no-huddle, but they seem to pick that up pretty good. You know, the first time you play in a game.
Sure.
In real live action with no-huddle can be a little difficult, but I was really impressed in how they handled the situation and the pace that I ran the game at. Success-wise, I think all three of our running backs had a great game.
Yeah.
Brandon James had 77 yards for a touchdown. Cameron Williams, other running back, had 82 yards and two touchdowns.
Yep.
And Zane Truxell had 40 yards and no touchdowns but 4 yards. So those three guys, my main running backs, they ran the ball really well. My O-line blocked somewhat well. I mean, we still got some things to fix, but they got off the ball hard even when they were rough blocking the wrong person, and that's kind of part of it. Their efforts there, we just got to fix some execution things, and hopefully get a lot more fix and execution this week. Can't go without mentioning Trent Taylor. Trent Taylor had a great night, too. He had 41 yards rushing, a touchdown, and he had an interception for us on defense, too.
Sure did, yep. And that's the other side. We noticed, we thought, a pretty good defense effort as well.
Yeah, defensively, we held him 90 yards rushing and 130 yards passing. Of the 130 yards, we gave up one big play at 75 yards. So other than that one play right there, we're talking about 60 yards passing. Just got out of place in the passing in that one big play, and they connected and scored a touchdown there. We got that corrected, though. Rushing-wise, I thought we did a pretty good job, only more than 90 yards rushing. A lot of that rushing yards actually came when we put the JV kids in the fourth quarter. Yeah. So I think we gave up only 30 yards in our varsity, against our varsity in rushing. So I thought we had a pretty good scheme put together. I thought the kids figured out cover two, 4-3 cover two fairly well. We did a lot better job tackling than I was expecting. A lot of times in the first game, you missed a lot of tackles. But gather our feet, we did good tackling. So nice to see that our tackling drills are paying off.
Coach, I was really impressed how both teams. I think we only saw very few kids have the cramp situation, and with the heat that we had last week, and I know the officials did a good job, I thought, of making sure the kids were hydrated too. But it seemed to me like the kids were in pretty good shape athletically.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's my job to keep them in shape, and we've done that all summer. So we had a few heat issues they weren't seen on the field. We had to pull some kids out because they got a little bit too hot and so forth.
Yeah.
And nothing dramatic. They were able to cool down and get some water and get back in the game. Depth-wise, with the offensive line and defensive line, we're kind of small on depth there, so those guys got a little tired. So I'm really going to have to do my best to try to keep them fresh for this game because we're going to have a big game this week, and I got to stay as fresh as I can make them.
You bet. Big road trip coming up that we'll talk about. Coach, what do you think your strengths and area of developments were for your team as we go into this game against South Harrison?
Strengths, I would say that we're pretty versatile. Now, I've got 5 kids that can carry the ball pretty good. I didn't even mention on my offensive stats earlier, my wing backs, Dublin Carnahan, had 62 yards and a touchdown, and Emmett Sellen had a 24-yard touchdown. And those were all in our counter plays. Our wing backs kind of run the ball in our counter plays. So. My strength, I would say, is I got a lot of skill kids, and I have a different place to get the ball. I've got a quarterback that's really smart and knows how to run the offense because I'm putting a lot on his plate. He's got to be able to figure out the formation, the call and the wristband, and then read the defense to figure out whether they'll throw the ball line went fairly well so far.
Yeah, certainly a kid with a pretty smart head on his shoulders, no question about that, Coach. And certainly, as we were briefly mentioning, South Harrison Bulldogs, and a long road trip. And certainly we're looking forward to that Friday night. We'll take a quick break as we talk to Coach about the South Harrison Bulldogs and the preparation for that. We'll be right back.
The Shane Barty Law Offices, located in downtown Weston, Missouri, is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's to your best interest to turn to the Shane Barty Law Offices, located at 421 Main Street, Weston, Missouri, or give them a call for an appointment at 816-386-4025. At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies the landowner and hunter with food plot blends, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at BigBuckSupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend, provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols, Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100.
Well, welcome back. We've got Coach Newstead with us here again as the South Harrison Bulldogs will be the next opponent, which is about about 100 miles up there. It's one of our longer road trips that we have, but certainly looking forward to it, no question about it. The next opponent, South Harrison Bulldogs out of Bethany, Missouri. And, Coach, based on what you've seen of this team, I see that they had a tough 34-28 loss to East Buchanan. That was a close game. I saw the finals and the scoring per quarter on that. That seemed like it was a pretty good game. But it was a tough loss there to East Buchanan. And Coach, what do you see as far as your scouting report of South Harrison? Excuse me.
Well, it was a good game. I watched the game about three or four times, and yeah, it could have went either way. That at the end, I was really impressed with South Harrison's offensive line. They have some big kids. They have a tackle number 78. I think his name is Luke Carnes. He's 6'4", 290 pounds.
Whoa!
And then they have offensive other tackle that's 6'4", 250. They have a big center that's going to be 6'2", 300 pounds. And they have two quick guards, and they have a really good line. So they're going to give us all we can handle out on the front end of the line. Their running back and quarterback are returners from last year. Number 8, Austin Lasher, is a really good quarterback. He had a nice couple runs against East Buck, and their fullback is just a tough-nosed kid. And it's great in Lithicum. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but he's about 5'8", 180 pounds. And I know he had a heck of a game against West Platte last year. So we definitely have to stop the running game. They can throw the ball a little bit, and they want to run the ball, and they want to run the fullback at you, and they want to throw some rockets at you. So we did everything we can for our game plan this week to try to get as many people in the box as we can to stop the run. That might put us a little bit of weak on pass here and there, but we got to stop the run before we worry about pass. So, I mean, we're sound against pass, but we're just not in the best position sometimes because we're so anxious on the run. So, as many guys I have in the box, if we can't stop the run, then they're just better up front than us and we can't do anything about it. So, I've got scheme-wise, I got us ready to go on that on the defensive side. Offensively, their defense is a 4-2. So, I mean, they're kind of balancing their defense. They did give up 202 20 yards passing last week against East Buck. A lot of that has to do with East Buck's quarterback. They're a really good quarterback, but we're going to try to exploit some things that East Buck did throwing on them on the boundary side because they give us some issues there. So we have our opportunities. Hopefully, we can capitalize on those opportunities and make it a close game and hopefully come back with a win.
Certainly a very formidable non-conference foe. And, Coach, just kind of looking at your preparation, what do you think would be the key for the Blue Jays' victory Friday night?
Well, the first key is going to be mistakes. We can't have any mistakes because, I mean, they're such a good team that we have to play almost a mistake-free game to keep up in the game. So we have to have little to no penalties, absolutely no turnovers, and we have to be able to stop them on the run. They're going to get their yards running the ball, and we're going to bend a little bit, but we're going to have to come up with some stops and get the ball back to our offense. And offensively, we're just going to have to be able to move the ball. We're going to have to be able to throw the ball a little better than we did last week. We're only 8 yards passing last week. We really worked on passing this week, so we're going to have to throw the ball a little better, and we're going to have to be a little bit misdirection. They are so fast with the ball that sometimes you get into counters and draws and screens and so forth. So we'll have to pick and choose when we get those, and you only get once or twice on those. But they are very quick defense. We're just going to have to play well in offense.
Well, Coach, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about in our last segment there, where you were happy with the way the defense tackled last week. It certainly sounds like they're in for another test coming up Friday night.
Yeah, that's what I told the kids. You know, and I said, you know, after the game, we were excited about it and we were happy about it. We were thrilled to death. But I said, you know, Monday we came in to talk to them about this week, and I said, you know, right now we're in the same situation we were last year. We have one win. We're 1-0. That's how you started, like the year last year. So our goal this year is to make sure we don't end the year with just that one win. So we're going to get punched in the face pretty hard by South Harrison. And I tell the kids, I said, we have to find out how well we can take that punch and if we can punch back. So we're definitely going to find out our toughness here Friday night.
You betcha, Coach. Well, we wish you well as you prepare for the road trip going to South Harrison there in Bethany, Missouri. We'll be ready ourselves on westplatsports.com. We will try to bring the game to you via video, depending on the reception and the coverage up there. We may switch to audio, so be prepared for that when you access the game. And certainly, I'll also like to mention, as I told the coach off the air, we had a record amount of viewers on our broadcast last week, last Friday, and certainly like to thank all those people that were able to watch, and certainly we're looking forward to having another big game. Coach, we wish you well. Good luck Friday night, and we'll see you around. We'll see you at the game, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate all the coverage and all you do for the Blue Jays.